My name is Zach. This is my wife, Margo.
And this is our story.
We just felt that God had more for us and for our lives and for our family, and that we were called to do more than what we were doing. We also found ourselves kind of in this spot in our faith where we felt comfortable, but very uncomfortably comfortable.
We were kind of in the Christian bubble, and we wanted to step outside of that Christian bubble. And when we look at the life of Jesus and the way he lived during his time on earth, like, he put himself in close proximity to the needy. In those moments, that's where God is going to grow our faith the most, and that we wouldn't be able to do this by ourselves, but only through stepping out in faith. We had a couple different families around us that we were friends with that had done fostering. So seeing it lived out with them, and then kind of considering, like, if that was something that our family could do, and seeing other people do it, and then wanting to be a part of that was the initial, like, step into us, like, considering fostering.
She brought this idea to me, and at first I kind of shut it down, was like, I think that maybe it's for someone else, not us. I started realizing the need that is out there for foster families and foster care. And then I started listening to quite a few podcasts on foster care and what that means to be a foster parent. A lot of the times when dads go into foster care or asked about foster care, there's this desire to protect our biological family, our sons and our daughters, from any outside sources that could be of harm to them. That's exactly what I had thought in my mind. And then something they said throughout this podcast and at the end, the fact that there are so many kids without a father, without a home, without a mom and dad, or maybe who have parents that have neglected or are just not in a spot to take care of them. It got me thinking can I sacrifice my desire for comfort, for security, for someone, for another kid who has nothing? And so that was a big turning point for me.
It became kind of a desire for us to, like, develop a relationship with our foster child's biological parents, and try to foster that relationship in a way that, like, we wanted reunification to be the goal. And that's something that they talk about early in the foster care system, is that reunification should be the goal until determined otherwise. I think that was one of the major things for our own kids, as we prayed for, you know, our foster kids' mom and dad, that they would get better, that they would be able to take them back someday, and just continue to pray for them, and then let them know that we were praying for them as well. God has taught us that we are not perfect parents whatsoever. As we've taken in kids with different things, and even our own kids, as they've experienced kids come into the home for a short period of time and leave, we've learned to grieve.
God has taught us to rely on Him a lot more than I feel like we were before, before we started this process, starting getting into foster care. How can I bring a child in and have them be a part of us, and then have them reunified with their parents at a later date? I remember God just speaking to me, in a sense, basically just telling me, how could you not? How could you not take a child in who has nothing?
So the church has been a good support through this. And when we were looking at different churches when we moved here to La Fountain, one of the things that we were keeping in mind when looking for a church is, as we foster, is this a church that we would feel comfortable with biological parents attending church with us? Would they be welcomed? Would they be welcomed with open arms? Or would they feel like, this is not the place for me? And that was something that we really looked for in a church, is that they would welcome anyone with open arms.
We've also felt supported in the church. Mm-hmm. Through different foster families that have attended churches that we've attended. Mm-hmm. There's been foster families who have been able to come alongside us and help us with respite. Mm-hmm. There's been other families who have helped us with meals. I remember when we got our first placement, the church, they sent out a communication and just as an ask for meals for us, and that was a huge help.
Being involved in foster care at any level, even if it's just like supporting a foster family by bringing by a meal or, you know, putting together a backpack or praying for them, like each of those little steps is so important. Even if you say right now where we're at in life, we can't be foster parents, we can't say yes to that call, like there are people like us who say, we can say yes to the call, we can take other kids in our home, but we also need help. And we need support from you guys to be able to continue to be foster parents. Because burnout is real and it will happen if we don't have the support and resources that we need to continue in that process. And I think knowing that those people are there to lend a helping hand, whether it be, you know, coming by to do dishes or coming, you know, dropping off a meal when you get a new placement or running to buy diapers or whatever the situation may be, providing respite so that we can spend some time just as our family, babysitting, all of those little things make such a huge difference.
I think it's important to note that foster families and foster care cannot exist without those who are not foster families.
Yes.
Who are supporting foster families. To sum this up, like we realized that we want to be a hope in someone else's life because of the hope that we have in Jesus. And so our desire as real people that do struggle with every day being great parents, good parents to our kids and our foster kids, to shed a light on the hope that we have in Jesus for them, knowing that we have a hope in Christ.
Love. God's love.